We continue this month's audio with a look at the explosive story behind the British festival of Bonfire Night, a fascinating tale of terror and treason.
Their plan was to assassinate the King and all members of the British Parliament. It was the 5th of November, 1605, and a group of 13 English Catholic conspirators placed 36 barrels of gunpowder under the Houses of Parliament in London. The man charged with lighting the fuse was Guy Fawkes. There was only one problem. One of the conspirators had sent a letter to a friend warning him not to attend Parliament the next day. As a result, the gunpowder and the plotters were discovered. All were killed, most of them executed in the most horrible way possible, hung, drawn and quartered. Ever since 1605, the English have celebrated the failure of the gunpowder plot with fireworks and bonfires on the 5th of November. In the past, this was a bad night to be a Catholic. Mob violence was common, and the failed plot to assassinate James I and the ruling Protestant elite would taint all English Catholics with treason for centuries to come. Even once the violence stopped, the tradition of placing an effigy of Guy Fawkes or the Pope on top of the bonfire endured. That sounds extreme, but it was just considered part of the fun, until very recently. In the 21st century, things are a lot calmer. This is partly because Halloween, which also involves bonfires but has non-political pagan origins, has become more popular than the 5th of November. But it's also because the chaos of Bonfire Night, with each family setting off their own fireworks, often resulted in serious injuries. These days, people are more likely to attend communal bonfires and firework displays organised by their town. The biggest is in the southeastern town of Lewes, where there's a huge parade in historical dress on the 5th of November. Religious tensions being largely forgotten, the effigies going onto the fire are more likely to represent contemporary British politicians than long-dead English Catholics. The gunpowder plot is not truly forgotten today, however. Indeed, ever since the failed plot, whenever the monarch visits Parliament, the royal bodyguards, or yeomen, search beneath the Houses of Parliament for explosives and plotters. And ironically, even as Bonfire Night has declined in popularity, the terrorist who inspired it has become a modern symbol of anarchy and anti-capitalism. You probably know him as the face used by the hacker group Anonymous and by anarchist protesters who wear masks representing a man with a fine moustache and a beard. The mask is from the Alan Moore comic book and film V for Vendetta, about a terrorist destroying a fascist government in modern-day Britain. The man it represents is none other than Guy Fawkes.